Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Adam has 5, Nagin has 5, and Peter has 6.
Okay. Nagin and Adam, you are tied. Nagin, let's have you go first. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, President Trump threatened to blank so he could make recess appointments without Senate approval.
Go into recess?
No. I'm going to give it to you. He threatened to adjourn Congress.
On Monday,
the White House asked Congress to extend data collection deadlines for the 2020 blank.
Census.
Yes. This week, Governor Cuomo ordered New Yorkers to blank when social distancing wasn't possible.
Wear a mask.
Right. According to a nonpartisan report, coronavirus relief packages will mostly benefit blanks.
Trump's family.
In the end, millionaires, but, you know, you're close. This week, Nevada announced it may offer unemployment benefits to professional blanks.
Comedians.
Professional gamblers. Oh, dream on, Nagin. On Tuesday, online giant blank fired 2 employees who were critical of warehouse working conditions.
Amazon.
Right. On Wednesday, streaming video service blank's stock hit a record high.
Netflix.
Yes. Baseball returned to Taiwan this week when the Rakuten Monkeys played a game in front of an excited crowd of blank.
Trees.
No, they played in front of a crowd monkeys. Of cardboard cutouts. The cutouts were all dressed in support of the Rakuten Monkeys baseball team with jerseys, t-shirts, and hats, and to make sure everybody knew that the virus was still a concern, all of them also had face masks on. The players said it felt amazing to play in front of a crowd again, even though the game did get off to a late start. It was probably a mistake to let one of the cardboard fans throw out the first pitch. All right, so Bill, how did Nagin do in our quiz?
Really well. She got 5 right, 10 more points, total of 15, and the lead.
All right. Okay, Adam, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, President Trump announced he was suspending U.S. funding of the blank.
World Health Organization.
Right. On Sunday, British Prime Minister blank was discharged from the hospital.
Boris Johnson.
Right. This week, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Barack Obama endorsed blank for president.
Joe Biden.
Right. On Tuesday, a new IMF report warned that the economy was headed towards the greatest downturn since the blank.
Great Depression.
Right. This week, the governor of Nairobi said he would be including blank in aid packages offered to residents there.
Porn.
No, bottles of Hennessy cognac. After being left out of the congressional relief package, the blank warned it would be out of money by September.
Postal Service.
Yes, on Monday, longtime Jeopardy host blank announced he was working on a memoir.
Alex Trebek.
Right. A woman in England who wanted to give herself an at-home spray tan accidentally blanked.
Oh, she tanned the word Adidas on her leg.
That's exactly right, Adam. The woman was just looking for ways to pass the time during lockdown. She applied the tanning lotion and then immediately put on a pair of leggings, as you do. But when the fake tan had set, she discovered that she had a giant tan line on her leg that spelled out the word Adidas. The woman says she's embarrassed, but thankful she didn't put on the leggings that say juicy on the butt. Bill, how did Adam do in our quiz?
Well, Adam had 7 right for 14 points. He now has 19 points and the lead.
Great. So that means how many does Peter need to win?
He needs 7.
All right, Peter, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, the White House announced that its rescue loan program for blanks was out of money.
Small businesses.
Right. On Sunday, Saudi Arabia, Russia, and the U.S. agreed to cut blank production by 9 million barrels per day.
Pickles. No, oil.
Right. On Wednesday, a judge canceled the permit for the blank pipeline.
Keystone.
Yes, Keystone XL. Yay! On Monday, yes. The liberal challenger for a state Supreme Court seat in blank was declared the winner of the election.
Ah, Wisconsin.
Yes, saying it's their contribution to the fight against coronavirus. A couple in Michigan blanked.
They made hand sanitizer out of the moonshine in their shed.
They named their baby Sanitizer. On Wednesday, Apple unveiled the newest version of the blank.
iPhone?
Yes, on Tuesday, Hank Steinbrenner, one of the owners of the New York Blanks, passed away at the age of 63.
The New York Yankees.
Yes, this week a man in Michigan who thought he'd lost his false teeth was relieved when he found them in blank.
His dog's mouth.
Exactly right, Peter.
What? Really? You're kidding me.
You guessed that? You got it right. The man.
I was going to say his wife's mouth.
No, but then you switched. You're right.
There's video of it, isn't there?
The man set his teeth down on his kitchen table. When he returned, they were gone. He was nervous he'd lost them until his dog wandered into the room with a huge grin on its face. Shockingly, the little Yorkie had managed to get the teeth perfectly aligned, leaving him with a pearly white smile and a massive overbite.
Oh my God. All right, so it's, I have to amazing. Look up the video of this.
Bill, did Peter do well enough to win?
He did fantastic. He had 7 right for 14 more points with a total of 20. He is our winner.
Congratulations, wow. Peter.
Yay.
That was well deserved.
And you did it with the doggy dentures. That's what put you over the top.